IQ.
Nice.
Hit the button. Here we go. Matt, how do you pronounce C-O-U-G-H? Fiona, this is the opposite of yes, please. Okay, Fiona.
Oh, cough.
Right, okay.
Strong start. Should we do it again?
I want to start again.
Yeah, let's start again.
Right, okay. Now, you see what happens, Fiona? Because I ask Matt a question, he doesn't answer. Then I ask you a question, you have to give me his answer that he showed you. And then from then on, you're always an answer behind.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Matt, I'll take it back. You might be winning today.
Thank you.
Right. Here we go, then. From the top. Ah, yes. Edit point here, please. Matt, how do you pronounce C-O-U-G-H? Fiona, this is the opposite of yes, please.
Cough.
Matt, what do you get if you put together the words sweaty and Betty?
No thanks.
Fiona, this is the name of the Hollywood hooker who shot to fame after getting caught servicing Hugh Grant.
Joe Brand.
Joe Brand. Sweaty Betty.
From theory, you know.
Yeah. We've got a problem.
Yeah. Matt, lardy female comedian whose name rhymes with Glow Grand.
Brian Brown.
Fiona. Thick 19-year-old student.
But somehow psychic.
Female British...
she can see into the future.
Name the female British athlete who shattered the world record at this year's recent London Marathon.
Oh,
don't say Sweaty Betty, love, please.
Oh, dear.
Here's a tip. Go with Joe Brand again.
Joe Brand?
Yes, yes. Matt. Complete the title of this comedy romp starring Robbie Coltrane and Eric Idle. Something's on the run.
All around Cliff.
Fiona, this is the opposite of drunk.
Eating crisps.
Munching a few.
Yeah. Mm. Not brain cells, though, are you?
I've got plenty of brain cells.
Right. You to be confusion. I'm going to see if I can help you.
There is that, no, it's just, I'll write down the answers.
Right.
What answers were they then?
Psychic ones I found in my head.
The psychic ones you found in your head. And you got confused, didn't you?
A little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. The easiest game in the world when Alan gives you four of the answers.
You
and
so.
She falls at the second hurdle.
Sorry.
Oh dear, Fiona. Do you know, in the old days of when I used to be on Radio 1, I would now berate you for about 2 minutes, reducing you to tears and a blubbering mess. But to be honest, I don't think I need to do that today, because I think the nation is sitting with me as we stare at you,
with
scratching our beards and wondering why.
Oh.
And just a little tip, by the way.
Yeah.
I wouldn't enter the Justin Timberlake competition.
Why?
Because nobody gives you the answers beforehand, so...
We've got tickets anyway.
Thank God for that. Thank God you got tickets for Justin.
They might not be for
I
Justin.
Wish you all the best. And then when you see your boyfriend, just say, you know, I think he's a good man.
He is a good man.
Yeah, I think he is.
You're a mean man.
I'm a mean man.
Yes.
Why am I mean?
Because you're being horrible.
Because I'm being horrible.
Yeah.
We gave you four of the answers and you screwed it up on the second one! How can I be horrible? I mean, it's the simplest thing in the world! Right, when Chris says this, you say that. Chris says it and you go, Joe Brand! What? What was going through your brain?
Listen.
No, I'm not listening anymore! Poor Matt! Matt, on line one, I'm thinking, oh, well, this Fiona girl, she sounds like a great contestant. We'll dump Matt. Matt is now like a genius! Max is coming out of this like a rocket scientist. Even Matt's impressed, aren't you, Matt?
I'm very...
Fiona, I think you're a lovely girl, I really do. It's Bank Holiday Monday and I really shouldn't be at work in the first place. I wish you all the best with your future. I have a feeling that you will do very well in your A-levels and you will go on to be a very successful businesswoman. You will have a very successful marriage and a beautiful family with at least two children and you will live a long and happy life. But as far as this show goes, you haven't won today because you got it wrong. That said though, God bless and may all your wishes come true. Goodbye. Right, Matt, it looks like you've won, my friend.
Superb.
Good Lord.
It wasn't that hard, to be honest.
Well, not really, when you know, we gave you three of the answers.
Exactly.
And you seem to deliver them very well, as if none of our audience would ever know.
It's like on cue and everything.
Yeah. A little bit of showbiz, a little showbiz secret for Matt and Fiona. Matt handles it beautifully.
I thought so.
Well, I hate to say it, but you're actually back tomorrow. You are the reigning champion of Vinyl this week. After doing very well by answering two questions correctly.
That I'd already been given.
That you've already been given the answers to.
You know, it sounds easy when you say it like that, doesn't it?
I did have the next answer, though.
Did
sober.
You?
Sober.
Yes, it was. Sober, it was sober. God bless you.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, listen, tomorrow we will find a contestant for you that will challenge your abilities to read the answers we've previously given you. Have a good night and enjoy yourself, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, cheers, Chris.
Bye-bye.
I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya. Oh, great. Right. Let's...